Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder joining us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, hi, hello.
Hey, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Can I apologize? Yesterday when we had you on, we did not make reference of your birthday at all because I didn't know it was your birthday because I hadn't checked Facebook yet. So how was your birthday and happy birthday?
Well, thank you. Not a big deal. And it was okay. It was quiet and uneventful. That's how they go when you get to my age there, Jonathan.
You're not that much older than us, Daryl.
That's how they go when they get to my age.
I'm at the point I celebrate them every 5 years now.
Is this like leap years?
Yeah, the ones in between.
It's a beautiful thing.
The 45 to 50, the 55, that's when you do them.
See,
yeah.
Daryl, I've reversed course. I used to not celebrate birthdays growing up at all, and now I go a little bit harder because every trip around the sun just needs to be like, hey, we did it.
He celebrates every birth month.
I would if you let me.
I'm now another month older. Ha, ha, ha.
But I still show up for work, unlike some people on their birthdays.
Yeah.
I worked yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I worked more than I think the Browns did yesterday, but, you know.
Kind of brings us to a great topic we were just discussing.
I was really hoping you guys wanted to talk about the Cavaliers.
Well, we did get the Frog spokesperson to call
in. I saw that. I mean, that is a huge get for you guys.
I mean, listen.
She spoke for the Frog, Daryl.
Yeah.
Well, I don't imagine that the Frog talks.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wanted the Frog to call in?
I didn't even know that the WB Ribbit. Frog has a spokesperson at all, but this Frog has a spokesperson.
Hey, hey Froggy, how are we feeling about 15-0?
Ribbit.
Oh yeah, because you're the Frog obviously can't speak English, but this plastic frog can speak Ribbit.
Wait. What are you saying? The frog can't speak English? It's an American frog. Oh. Where do you think this frog's from? You think it came over the border? We just had a whole thing about that.
Sure.
So Daryl, this is the most disappointing Browns season since .. Finish the sentence.
2021.
Okay, yeah.
I was in the photo finish.
Our contestants were 2021, 2019, 2015, and 2008.
I would say 2021, 2008, and this season running neck and neck, because in each of those seasons, there were tangible expectations for this football team to do something in the playoffs. And that, 2008, a lot of injuries in training camp. Entire season turned into a train wreck. Coincidentally, Romeo Crennel and Phil Savage had just gotten contract extensions from former owner Randy Lerner. And then they were both fired after the season. and thus began the Eric Mangini era. 2021, the Baker injury kind of derailed things there. And then, this year it's just been it's pretty much a catastrophe since training camp. So, that's why I put those three together just because those are years where the football team was actually expected to do something significant, and then they just, you know, fell flat on their face.
If it was up to you, Daryl, does Kevin Stefanski have the job next season?
No. I think it's clean house. I said it on the morning show. The fact that they are just watching it just burn down right now, it should be offensive to Browns fans. Ken Dorsey should have been fired weeks ago. You could, you know, at least show your fans you were trying to salvage something with the season. Instead, it was no. Deshaun should keep starting. He gives us the best chance to win. And then Kevin went to the, well, we're going to have Ken now handle play calling for the rest of the season. I'm going to give that up. And that's it. And now you're 2-8 after yesterday's debacle in New Orleans, and your season's shot. This team does not look like they play hard for Kevin Stefanski anymore. Last year they played for each other. They're not playing for anybody this year, not even themselves at times. And you know, it's just, you know, I don't know how you can run this back. You know, I know Kevin's got the two coach of the years or whatever, but this team isn't responding to him. Every week he talks about, and that's why I asked him today, every week he talks about disappointment and making corrections. We never see the corrections made, and we're back to disappointment. It's a vicious cycle this year. So the same problems they had in week one, they still have here going into, what is it, week 12? So that's an indictment on him as well. The guy with the fancy title, Andrew Berry, probably got to go. He bought the groceries. He's the one that initially wanted Deshaun Watson. Someone should absolutely be fired for that. And you know, a lot of his free agents aren't panning out. I Juan Thornhill, nice guy. I think the next play he makes will be the first for the Browns since getting here. I don't think he has an interception since coming here. So it's not fixable. Because it was fixable, it would have been fixed already. And we're starting to see that this is more than just a quarterback problem. Yes, quarterback central to the issues. But yesterday, quarterbacking wasn't a problem. You got 395 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers out of Jameis Winston. You would have told me that going into the game, that's what his stat line was. I would have said Browns by 14. Instead, they lost by 21.
Daryl, there are some that are accusing Miles's day was pretty quiet yesterday. There are some accusing him of effort issues. I see a guy playing with 2 feet injuries that's inflamed his Achilles and several other things. Is it fair to criticize Miles' effort to this point?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. And I, honestly, I don't like questioning effort of any player just because, just out of respect for them. But I mean, it is unusual when Miles doesn't register in a box score. But it has happened before. He gets a tremendous amount of attention. It was interesting. I think I saw something from Pro Football Focus this morning. Their grades, and I think Garrett was the third highest graded Cleveland Brown yesterday, despite not registering in the box score. I don't get it. I don't know, but you know, those folks obviously were impressed with what Miles was able to do yesterday. It gets the spotlight because of the collapse that they had in that fourth quarter. It was a 14-14 game early in the fourth quarter. And then they didn't get the memo that Taysom Hill takes direct snaps. And he was able to rip off 3 touchdowns off direct snaps, including a 75-yarder. I mean, those are things that just should never happen. I'm not going to put that on Myles Garrett, but Jim Schwartz got beat bad yesterday by misdirection plays from New Orleans.
I think PFF, by the way, I think there's a fly in the soup. I think their formula has been broken for a couple years now, so I don't reference it often, but I did want you to know Denzel was number one yesterday because Denzel was great, and then Miles was number two. Isaiah McGuire
okay,
was number
three. I knew he was in the top three there. I thought he was third. My bad.
No, that's fine, but then Shelby Harris is four, and then Jerry Jeudy was number five. It was a really great Jerry Jeudy game. I'm a little surprised he didn't crack a little bit higher than that, Daryl.
Yeah, I don't know how you can come up with 142 yards receiving, an 89-yard touchdown, six catches on 11 targets, and you're I never understood the Pro Football Focus guys, they do a wonderful job. I just don't understand the methodology sometimes that they use when they come up with some of those.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those grades.
Daryl, Jameis Winston, 395 yards, two touchdowns, no INTs. The Browns were 3-for-12 on third down throws. I think they were 1-3 on fourth down overall, though I haven't separated whether they ran or passed that. What do you make of Jameis's game? JP called it great. I said it was fine.
It was I thought it was really good. I don't know if I would say great, but it was really good. He, as an individual, played winning football. 30 of 46. I think he played winning football. The defense obviously let him down. And then the fact that they can't score points. That just drives me nuts. This team can't score points. The expansion Browns could score 20 points in a game. The winless Browns in 2016 could score points in a game. Or 2017, rather. The 2016 1-15 Browns could score 20 points. They can't do that this year. And this is a $300 million football team plus. They can't score any points. Drives me absolutely nuts. I don't get it. The incompetence on the field is staggering. And the incompetence on the sideline is also staggering. And the incompetence up in the coach's booth is staggering.
You said clean house.
Seems staggering.
It seems staggering. You said clean house. Do you expect
any moves? Well, I can't say something else.
Do you expect any moves after the Steelers game if it doesn't go well before we get to clean house?
Wouldn't shock me. What, the last six Browns coaches have been fired after losing to the Steelers?
Yeah, that's an incredible stat.
Why not keep the tradition going?
That actually would be really funny if they're like, this is the time. You have to do it. This is when you do it.
Sure. Can we get Jim Nantz to voice it? A tradition like any other.
Oh, that would be spectacular. That should be on. on the Browns social announcement. If they do it, they fire Kevin after the Steelers game. They should use that.
Where's the Masters theme music? Can we get the Masters theme music?
I'll tell you, Jim, they like firing coaches in Cleveland. Thanks, Tony. We needed that one. here's another $15 million.
Ooh, this is a big one, Jim.
Yeah, and by the way, Tony, go get new plugs. Now, all this being said, we got to ask. I know that was just an unfair shot. He's not good at his job.
Of all the shots at Tony Romo, the plugs are the one we go to.
And in fairness, I think it's a rug. But this being said, Cavs going to make it 16-0 tomorrow night?
I hope so.
Come on. Do better than that. We got the Victory Frog spokesperson to call in.
You know what? Because you guys were able to pull the Victory Frog spokesperson, I'm going to say yeah. Yep. They beat the Celtics. They beat everyone else. Why not Boston?
Can I just get a little more energy in the cell of this?
We're
going to
do a golf clap for you.
Yeah, I guess they'll do it.
I mean, I... if it doesn't go that way, I don't want to be blamed for it.
That's like 24 hours from now, Daryl. No one remembers that.
No, we won't play it every break tomorrow. We would never do that.
Consistently.
Yeah, this is like a
professional. We'd never put it on a loop.
No, of course not. No. We'd never, ever,
ever,
never
do that. I would
never
accuse you guys of such chicanery. No.
Daryl, happy birthday, and thank you for stopping by, buddy.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Friday, and we'll see if Kevin Stefanski has a job on Friday.
Can't wait. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There was a big detail from this weekend that every Browns fan took notice from. I noticed it. I also noticed something really, really funny from it. It involves your Browns. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.